Part 2b. In this part, you will hear four long passages, D, E, F, and G. Before each passage, you will hear a short description of the situation. The situation is also printed in your test booklet. Each passage will be followed by four questions. The questions are also printed in your test booklet. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passages and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. D. Situation. You will listen to a university president welcoming freshmen to the university. I'd like to take a few minutes to welcome you all to Hillcrest University of Engineering. You have been accepted into this university because of your hard work and determination to succeed in building future communities and industries. The primary responsibility of the staff at this university is to assist you in preparing for your future careers. Like all of the professors and administration staff, I truly look forward to getting to know each of you. We are dedicated to making sure you receive the best education possible, but we also want you to enjoy your time here. I'd like to encourage you to actively participate in school activities to help you form relationships with fellow students that will last a lifetime. In addition to the best professors, we also have perhaps the best education and research facilities. I can say without question that this environment will prepare you to become leaders in the future. As you start your education here, you might think that 4 years is a long time, but it will pass sooner than you expect. If you're not careful, you will waste your time here. We will do all we can to prevent that, but it's in your hands. Finally, if there's anything that I can do to help you, please feel free to come to my office directly or email me with your concerns. Questions. Number 35. What does the university president say the main role of the staff is? Number 36. Who does the university president express interest in becoming acquainted with? Number 37. Why does the university president encourage students to take part in school activities? Number 38. What is the university president's main concern? E. Situation. You will hear a professor talking about Maori people.
Today's lecture will be about the Maori, the native people of New Zealand. The Maori population of New Zealand is around 650,000, only a fraction of the total population, but they play a relatively large role in forming the national identity. It's believed that the Maori may have arrived in New Zealand from Polynesia in the 13th century, bringing with them the foundations of Maori culture. According to Maori belief, there are many gods that represent rivers and mountains and the sea, and they also give great importance to their ancestors. They consider themselves caretakers of nature, setting an early example for how humans can live peacefully in nature. Respect for nature can even be seen in the tattoos that are an intimate part of Maori culture. The most powerful men show full-body tattoos in a proud way, while women only have tattoos on their faces. In the 1800s, when settlers from Europe arrived in New Zealand, one of the first things they did was to suppress Maori culture, which they believed was inferior. While being called a Maori was once considered shameful, the Maori of today are rediscovering their culture and traditions, and even the tattoos are making a comeback. Many young people are now proud to have tattoos on their faces and bodies.
Questions. Number 39. What is true concerning the Maori population in New Zealand? Number 40. How was Maori culture formed? Number 41. What has had a large influence on Maori tattoo designs? Number 42. Why was Maori culture and tradition repressed? F. Situation. A professor is addressing his students on the first day of class.
Let me start out by welcoming you all to the first day of Math Basics 101. I know that most of you did not sign up for this class because of your great love of mathematics. In fact, I would venture to guess that you really don't want to be here. That being said, I want you to know about my goals for this class. First, I want you to gain confidence that math can be mastered and enjoyed, even by non-academics. I'd like to reduce your hatred of mathematics, if not make you fall in love with this subject. I know you might think that's impossible now, but I almost never fail. If you listen and participate in class, do the assignments and try to learn math, I can promise you that you won't have any regrets. The fundamental math principles that you will learn will help you see the world in a new light. In fact, it will change your perspective. As you already know, we live in a complicated world, but math has the ability to make the world more coherent. I hope that you will enjoy learning math as much as I enjoy teaching it. Are there any questions before we get started?
Questions. Number 43. What does the professor think about the students? Number 44. What is the goal of this class? Number 45. What promise does the professor make to the students? Number 46. How does the professor say the students will change after studying math? G. Situation. You will hear part of a lecture on marketing strategy.
In today's class on marketing strategy, we're going to consider advertisements published in a certain magazine. This magazine publishes a lot of different information that is useful, so the advertisements published also span a wide range of products and services. Look at the ratios for different kinds of advertisements from last year. The most commonly published advertisements were for real estate. Recent real estate advertisements target high-income earners. Property investment advertisements are increasing, and even in this magazine, there aren't many ads for a single house or apartment. What is unusual about this magazine is that there are a number of advertisements for medication. The readers of this magazine are disproportionately elderly, and because of that, the amount of ads for medication is higher than in other magazines, at 11% of the total. The ratio of travel advertisements is also high. In particular, you can see advertisements for travel plans that include volunteer activities in the schedule. Once a year, this magazine publishes a special edition on volunteering. So we can assume that these advertisements for travel plans are connected to that. In this way, advertisements will have a bigger effect if they are for products that fit with the needs of the readers. It is important to determine both the intentions of the advertiser and the needs of the reader.
Questions. Number 47. What is the genre of the magazine that is being discussed? Number 48. What is the speaker saying about real estate advertisements? Number 49. Please look at the chart. Which of the following is represented by the letter X? Number 50. Why does the speaker guess that there are a lot of advertisements for travel packages involving volunteering?